This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10. Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist, you've seen him a million times on Fox, and he's the head of Turning Point USA, was shot today. He was speaking at Utah Valley University. Some guy just opened fire and hit him in the neck.
This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate. His mission was to bring young people into the political process, which he did better than anybody ever.
He was incredibly positive. He was full of energy and life, and he made politics fun.
Charlie Kirk was as kind a human being who openly engaged without name calling these communists all the time, and they freaking murdered him for it.
It's really hard to radicalize Republicans.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're not the radical type. But if you thought that you were going to shut a movement down, you're going to get a rude awakening. You woke us the f*** up.
Charlie was the best of America, and the monster who attacked him was attacking our whole country. An assassin tried to silence him with a bullet, but he failed, because together we will ensure that his voice, his message, and his legacy will live on for countless generations to come.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Police have surrounded UMass Boston after reports of an active shooter, authorities say. This is the state police post on X, Twitter. Troopers have responded to UMass Boston to an unconfirmed report of a shooting on campus. Law enforcement will coordinate with our campus partners to ensure the safety of students, faculty, and staff. A Boston police spokesman confirmed to the Herald that the department has also responded to the call, which came in at 3:43 p.m., a little over an hour ago. All right, 844-500-4242. I took some Balance 7 during the break. I swigged some. I guzzled them. Guzzled it. And by the way, they're not going out of business. They put out some kind of weird message. They've been one of our sponsors for a while. It's a really good product. And they said, this is your last chance to order it from Balance 7 directly. And so everybody thought it was going out of business, including me. I ordered two cases. Just came in. And guy called me. A listener called and said, Howie, call me at night. I didn't know the number, so I picked it. Howie, is there something wrong with Balance 7? Has it been recalled? I said, I hope not. I just ordered two cases. And he said, I love the stuff, but I'm not going to be able to get any more. I said, I don't know. It turns out they're just turning everything over to Amazon. So I didn't need to order two cases, but there it is. So it works. Excuse me. So I think I got it under control to a degree. It's just a cold here. 844-500-4242. President Trump spoke to Charlie Kirk's wife earlier, and they've got some tape now of him. We'll pull some sound from the tape. He's not live, but he was going somewhere, and he stepped out and talked to the reporters. And I think he talked a lot about more. Oh, I guess this is probably his arrival back from New York. I thought he was going to the game, or did he just is what was. In Yankee Stadium, or maybe it was.
Yeah, I'd heard that too.
Was it an afternoon game? I don't know. Okay, but anyway, he's back at the White House now. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, after watching Governor Pritzker talk on TV, all I could think was, now we know what's eating Gilbert Grape, don't we?
Every time I see him, I keep thinking, man, I'm never getting between him and the buffet table, especially if they have a jumbo shrimp on the table.
Hey, Howie, the only thing J.B. Pritzker knows about fomenting is every time he walks by an all-you-can-eat buffet, he starts fomenting at the mouth.
That sounds about right. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Zelic Insurance. It's time to get your home, business, and auto insurance tuned up. Contact Angela at Zelic Insurance. That's ZELLIK Insurance.com. ZELLIK Insurance.com. They've got you covered from A to Zelic.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again, telling us that you only got the COVID jab because you needed to get on an airplane. That's funny. I still remember you bragging about how you were able to get the jab before the rest of us because you were a Palm Beach swell. I believe your exact quote was, "My heart feels like an alligator." Well, in retrospect, that was probably the myocarditis. We're going to be fine.
I don't believe I ever said my heart feels like an alligator. I did get a call when other people were hustling for it. They just called me and they said, and I have a concierge physician. Just, okay, I'm sorry. That makes me a beautiful person. I'm a beautiful person. But they called and said, come on down and get it. And again, the only reason I got it was because I wanted to get on the airplane to come back to Boston in the spring. And I was pretty sure I wasn't going to die. You know why? I may not be a great mathematician or statistician, but I can read a chart. And I see that there were very few people in my demographic categories that were perishing from the red Chinese virus.
The Pentagon now says the United States did not intentionally target Iran's nuclear facilities. It was simply a celebratory bombing.
We're going to play that again. That sets it up nicely. This was MSNBC contributor Matt Dowd, now former MSNBC contributor. Cut 17. Okay, maybe we don't have it. Nope, we don't have it. We'll get it later.
Fomenting, to be mental, and foaming.
It's still a good word, though, isn't it? Fomenting. It's a better word that it's. I guess it's the same basically as inciting, but somehow fomenting rolls off the tongue more beautifully.
I saw a picture of Karen Reed's SUV. It looks like she left it unlocked and parked overnight in the combat zone.
The state police had custody of it for 3 years. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. They wrecked all of the electronic system in it. It's going to cost thousands of dollars to fix it up. I called up her lawyer, Steve Buzang, and I said, why don't you tell them if Arbiter hasn't sold the SUV that they bought for their so-called scientific accident reconstruction? Have them just pull out the electronic system out of the damn SUV they've already spent the money for. You know, why does she have to pay for the state police destroying it? And, you know, it's not like they know what they're doing. Their IT team is apparently like, a caveman with a rock. They can't do anything. You saw them. You saw those idiots, Yuri, Joseph Paul, Michael Chip, now known as Porky Proctor, Garino, who couldn't find the 32,000 text messages. I mean, these people are trying to take apart a modern SUV with high-tech electronic equipment that runs on chips. Of course it's going to be a disaster, and it is a disaster.
MSNBC soon saw they were in a jam. So they had to serve up a sacrificial lamb. They heated the crowd and quickly canned Dowd. Yet that won't change the fact the network's still a sham.
Yes. Notice no one's calling it by its new name. I can't even remember its new name. I call it BS now. But anyway, here is Matt Dowd's the beginning of his farewell performance.
In which a shooting like this happens.
Yeah, and again, to emphasize what you just emphasized, we don't know any of the full details of this. We don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea about.
Yeah. This is what happened to the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898. They were celebrating, so they blew themselves up.
Luffy, did you hear that the Cokes bought 10% of the New York Giants football club? Between that and all the money they give to Deerfield Academy, they must really like investing in losers.
Again, that's from a graduate of the Provincetown Prep School, St. Paul's School. Yes, they did buy 10%. So again, there's another at least partial owner of a NFL franchise living in Palm Beach, Julia Koch, age 62. She's worth about $60-70 billion. She married Deerfield Academy graduate David Koch, 59.
Obviously, there's no doubt that the artist formerly known as MSNBC needs to do more house cleaning.
Justin from Boyle's Body Works says she should sue the state police for the damage. I'll gladly do the appraisal. You know what? That's not a bad idea, Justin. But they're going to say they did it in the course of their duties as law enforcement professionals. And that therefore they're not liable for anything that they did. But they wrecked the car. I mean, how do you have a modern car now with if you wreck the electronic system?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. By the way, police now report the incident on campus is all clear. So it doesn't look, I don't know what happened at UMass Boston, but it looks like everything is fine now. Anyway, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 1-844-500-4242, 1-844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line every weekday, you can. It's called Chop Chumps. It's posted every evening, weeknights, around 7 p.m., and it's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. You can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Zelic Insurance. It's time to get your home, business, and auto insurance tuned up. Contact Angela at Zelic Insurance. That's ZELLIK Insurance.com, ZELLIK Insurance.com. They've got you covered from A to Zelic.
Hey, Howie, the only thing J.B. Priska knows about fomenting is every time he walks by an all-you-can-eat buffet, he starts fomenting at the mouth.
If you ever go to a Hyatt hotel where they got one of these continental breakfasts or, free breakfast for anybody who stays overnight, and there's nothing there, it's probably because J.B. Priska stopped by to check out his holdings. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Channel 7 is now reporting that the police are speculating that what happened at UMass Boston was a swatting incident. Not a surprise. But, you know, you have to, you know, move cautiously, you know. You can't ignore what's going on. But anyway, so it's over anyway at UMass Boston, and everything has returned to normal, whatever normal is at UMass Boston. Today's poll question is brought to you by Granite Marble and Granite. I've used Global Marble and Granite, and you should too. Serving Boston, the Cape, and Island. Mention Howie and save 20%. See their work at globalcapecod.com, globalcapecod.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is who will Charlie Kirk's murderer turn out to be? A lone wolf, part of a conspiracy, or we may never know his motive?
I'm going to say part of a conspiracy.
55% of the audience now says part of a conspiracy, 25% for a lone wolf, and 20% say we may never know his motivation.
Trump was saying just now when he returned from New York that they were making big progress, and he knew some things he couldn't share with anybody. And as I told you, Kash Patel is heading out there, the director of the FBI. They were supposed to have a press conference, an update, at 2:45 Eastern time, and they postponed it. They said they'd have an update later because things were moving so fast. And it reminded me of the old days with J. Edgar Hoover as the director of the FBI. He always liked to be on the scene when they made a really big arrest. Actually, when they arrested the head of Murder Incorporated, Lepke Buckhalter, back in around 1940, actually, J. Edgar Hoover made the pinch. You know, it was a deal brokered by the old columnist and radio host, Walter Winchell, and he got Lepke to surrender. He'd been in hiding, and the heat was getting too much, so he turned himself in, and the deal was they would give him a short sentence in federal court. Well, J. Edgar Hoover kept that part of the deal, but he didn't tell him that they were going to try him for murder in the state court, and Lepke got double-crossed, and he went to the electric chair in Sing Sing. So I hope there's an electric chair in Charlie Kirk's killer's future. I think they still have the option in Utah of either the firing squad or hanging. That's what they always did when I was a kid. I used to look at the list of how you could be executed in states, and I was always disappointed that Maine did not have have an execution. They apparently executed the wrong guy in the 30s, and they did away with capital punishment long before most other states did.
So, Howie, I guess Trump has just boarded Air Force One to fly to New York City to attend the Yankees game.
Oh, that's right. So, okay, because he was at the Pentagon today. That's right.
He was
at the Pentagon. Okay, so it's a night game, and that's where he's going. Okay, I'm sorry. I got confused. I'm not the baseball fan that I once was. All right. So this is President Trump, and he's talking about the shooting of. We're out of time. We'll take some more calls, and we'll play these cuts from Donald Trump when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I believe Kash Patel is reestablishing the tradition of J. Edgar Hoover to be there for the big pinch. And I guess Bongino is going as well, the assistant director, deputy director. So this is President Trump this afternoon on the assassin whose name we don't know quite yet. Cut 34.
You believe the killer was a trained assassin? Usually your instincts are always on.
I'd rather not say. I think progress is being made. He's an animal, total animal.
and hopefully they'll have him and they'll get him. What he did is disgraceful. Charlie Kirk was a great person, a great man, great in every way, especially with youth. And what he did, what this man did, was disgraceful. So hopefully we'll have him and we will deal with him very appropriately.
Cut 33.
How do you want to see your supporters respond to this? Charlie Kirk was a big advocate of nonviolence and free speech on campus. How do you want your supporters to respond, sir?
I think that way. He was. He was an advocate of nonviolence. That's the way I'd like to see people respond.
And finally, one last cut about the people who oppose him. Cut 32.
Not really. I'm really concerned for our country. We have a great country. We have a radical left group of lunatics out there, just absolute lunatics, and we're going to get that problem solved. I'm only concerned for the country.
Lunatic, a good word. I think I used it in my column today, which you can read at thebostonherald.com. It'll be on my website tomorrow. I said lunatic Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, who appointed the shooter of the two legislators in Minnesota to commissions. Here's Ilhan Omar. This is just shockingly bad, even by Ilhan Omar standards. Cut 31.
What I do know for sure is that, you know, Charlie was someone who once said, you know, guns save lives after a school shooting. Charlie was someone who was willing to debate and downplay the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police.
I think he called him a scumbag.
Right, have no regard, downplay slavery. He was.
And believe she didn't say murdered.
In this country.
They murdered him.
By saying Juneteenth should never exist.
Was she oppressed? Were her people oppressed by slavery?
There are a lot of people who are out there talking about him just wanting to have a civil debate.
Complete rewriting of history.
Yeah, there is nothing more effed up, you know, like than to completely pretend that his words and actions have not been recorded and in existence for the last decade or so.
She should be denaturalized and deported. God. Did she issue a statement today on 9/11?
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
Some people did something. Oh. Chuck Schumer today, he was with Hakeem Jeffries, and he brought back an old Mike Dukakis. This was one of the early excuses for Democrats. You know, all the excuses, an austere religious scholar, and, we may never know the motives, and... I won't even go into them all, but this is an old one. Cut 30. See if you can recognize when Dukakis used to use it. Cut 30.
Well, look, the bottom line is this is a time that all Americans should come together and feel and mourn what happened. Violence, which affects so many different people of so many different political persuasions, is an affliction of America. And coming together is what we ought to be doing. Not pointing fingers of blame.
This moment requires leadership that brings the American people together as opposed to trying to further divide us. Political violence in any form against any American is unacceptable, should be denounced
Shut up.
By everyone.
That don't need anything. Pointing fingers of blame. Dukakis would always say it's time to stop the finger pointing. And what he meant was it's time to stop pointing the finger at me. Just because I bleeped up the state royally, you don't have any right. I'm a Democrat. Don't you understand that? By the way, Schumer doesn't like the violent rhetoric. What did he say about Gorsuch and Kavanaugh? Do you remember that? When he was in front of the Supreme Court building? You have reaped the whirlwind. reap the whirlwind, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And then a transgender came to Kavanaugh's house and tried to kill him.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
Does he not want anyone pointing the finger of blame at him for saying that? I think he has at least a small portion of the blame, does he not? 844-500-4242. Was that Piers Morgan interviewing Ilhan Omar? He seemed
No, that was Mehdi Hasan.
Okay. All those English accents sound alike. Mehdi Hasan. Yeah, he's good American. 844-500-4242. I wish, the deputy assistant secretary of state today announced that any foreigners who start celebrating publicly the death of Charlie Kirk better get ready to pack their bags, get ready for a trip to Uganda. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, this is a political attack. What happened yesterday is a political terrorist attack against our country, not just against Charlie Kirk, but against free speech and everything the United States stands for. Just like in Charlotte, that was a criminal terrorist attack against our country, against our citizens, against our public transportation. And then you got Tim Walz making jokes about Trump being shot at. You know, one thing, Howie, the left fears is free speech. And they realize that he was telling the truth. And they wanted, when they realize that, they want to defeat him by using violence. So they feared Charlie because he was exposing the lie of what the college students were being taught. And he was changing the minds of the students and showing up the insanity of what they were being taught. These clowns have crossed the Rubicon, Howie. This is definitely a turning point in our country. They expect young people to not be able to speak freely. That's an appealing thing to them, something they naturally want to do. You know, this is so disgusting. This is a terrorist attack against our country. And that professor in New Hampshire, by the way, he says Charlie was homophobic, transphobic. Did he ever listen to Howie's speeches? By what objective standard? If you listen to Charlie, he was calling for peace.
I guarantee you, he wasn't from New Hampshire. He was from Hampshire College. But I guarantee you he never listened to anything. He's in the hive, you know. He's just responding, and he's doing what's expected of him as a admissions director at Hampshire College, which, I thought it was out of business. But damn it, it's not. Maybe we'll get lucky next time. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. After the 2015 elections, Provincetown voted 98% for Hillary. And someone wrote into the local newspaper that they wanted to know who the 2% were so they can hang them in the town square. Someone actually wrote that in the newspaper.
Oh, well, the newspaper shouldn't have printed that. You know, sometimes you have to use a little discretion. If you even if you own the press, you have to edit comments like that. Go ahead.
And the other thing about Simsbury, Connecticut, is why don't you say that to his two little kids and his wife? Look them straight in the face and say, "Your father deserved it."
Yeah, no, they would never do that. These are the the knights of the keyboard. They're very courageous behind their nom de plumes or their monikers on the internet. They don't even use their own names, and they just go out there and they're just tough guys, and it's just ridiculous. They're not kidding anybody. Here's another Katie Turr cut 15.
People are really upset. And they start lashing out online, and they start blaming others for what led up to this. I mean, we see it when Democrats are targeted. We see it when Republicans are targeted.
Are targeted.
We're seeing it with this. Anna Paulina Luna, who's a representative from Florida, has put this out on X. She's blaming the Democrats. She's blaming the rhetoric the Democrats use calling Republicans fascist. She's saying you are the hate. If you're in the FBI field office and you see this sort of stuff bubbling up online, how worried do you get about somebody taking up
Democrat terrorists the cause fear of Charlie backlash. Kirk? Taking up the cause of Charlie Kirk. Oh, Democrats are targeted. Oh, God. Here's Pritzker. I've been avoiding playing this cut, but here it is. Jabba the Hutt, Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. Cut 14.
Yeah, first I want to express my sympathy to Charlie Kirk's family and to
right.
Charlie Kirk.
Sure. Yeah, you're very sympathetic.
Is, you know, become a target for somebody. I don't know whether
somebody.
It's political violence because I don't know who did it. I know they.
We may never know the motives.
But I will say that political violence, unfortunately, has been ratcheting up in this country. We saw the shootings, the killings in Minnesota. We've seen other political violence occur in other states.
January 6th, paging January 6th.
It's got to stop. And I think there are people who are fomenting it in this country. I think the president's rhetoric often foments it. We've seen the January 6th.
Oh, rioters, there it is. Ding, 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 ding.
Clearly, you know, have tripped a new era of political violence. And the president, what did he do? He pardoned them. I mean, what kind of signal does that send to people who want to perpetrate political violence? Not a good one.
Political violence. How many people did Joe Biden pardon? What, as opposed to trespassing or at the most assault? What did the people Joe Biden pardoned do? They committed murders. They sold drugs. They used machine guns in the commission of violent felonies. And he let them all go. And do you know why he let them all go? We now have heard this from a left-wing source, Axios. He let them go because he was being criticized for pardoning all the corrupt members of his family, starting with his bagman, crackhead, alcoholic, stripper, knocker-up, and son, and his equally crooked brother, James, and everybody else in the family. They all got pardoned. And so then he was taking some heat, even from the Democrat operatives with press passes. So he decided he was going to, quote unquote, flood the zone. How many times do you ever hear Republicans talking about that? Not very often. But this whole thing about January 6th, it's a mantra. It's one of the foundations. It's like part of the Ten Commandments of very fake news. You know, Russian collusion hoax. Don't mention that COVID was created by the Red Chinese. Hunter Biden laptop, Russian disinformation. Southern border is secure. Inflation is transitory. So they got the ten. These are the Ten Commandments. You gotta absorb them. You know, in the Catholic religion, some violating some of the commandments is a venial sin. You don't go to hell for it. In the Democrat orthodoxy, all of the violation, if you ever deny any of these, you go straight to hell. And they'll shoot you. They'll send out their trans killers to shoot you. 8445, not really, but you know what I mean. You might just be sent to prison for 4.5 years like Nadine Menendez. Did you see that? She's really very angry at her husband. She's not going to get a divorce, but he strung me out like a puppet, she said today, before she got 4.5 years. You should look on the bright side. He got 11 years. Your hubby got 11 years. You only got 4.5 years. By the way, you know how long it's going to take her to report? You know when she has to report to prison? July 10th, 2026. Today is September 11th, 2025. That means she's got 10 months to get her affairs in order. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. How Howie Carr is back.
One of the texters said, so few liberals have jobs, and they're losing them today. You know, teachers, the guy that handles PR for the Carolina Panthers football team. Now we got another victim. A victim! The transgender-identifying comic book creator who celebrated Charlie Kirk's death on social media will no longer be producing work for DC Comics, the entertainment company has announced. The mature readers comic series, Red Hood. You familiar with that?
I am, yeah.
You like it?
I don't read DC as much. I don't know this new mature series. I read the Red Hood stuff earlier. It was okay. But this actually came to my attention this morning. One of the comic book accounts I follow on Instagram brought it up, and he said they just got the books on Wednesday. He said he tossed them all in the trash. He's not going to sell them. And he called out DC. He's the one, I think, that started this.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah, good.
Mature readers comic series. I'd rather just have old, not mature. I'd rather have kid comic books. That's what I want to read to my grandson. He likes DC Comics. It's a Batman spinoff project, Red Hood. It was written by Gretchen Felker-Martin.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Oh. The first book launched on the same day Kirk was murdered, but she wrote her account on Blue Sky is currently suspended, but they captured a screenshot of him saying, thoughts and prayers, you Nazi bleep. Sounds about par for the course. Peggy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good. Quickly.
I just wanted to say how disgusted I am with not only the events that happened to Charlie, but the aftermath and the horrible comments from people that obviously didn't even follow him because so many untruths are being said about him. But I just wanted to say my daughter went to a very liberal college, and it was all through the election with Hillary, and they had all the, you know, therapy dogs ready and waiting if you know, Hillary lost.
The therapy dogs. Thanks for the call. We're out of time, Peggy. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.